Cassie, did you hear that jet overhead? We're getting closer.
How could I not hear it? It made the whole car shake.
I know it's hard to move to a new town, but your father's new job on the Air Force Base is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Just think of it as an adventure.
Hey there, I'm Clancy. I'm also an Air Force brat, but if you think I'm used to moving all over the country, I'm not. I'm absolutely dreading my first day at school, but my mom always tells me, think of it as an adventure. But it's not. It's torture. Later, I gave myself a grand tour of the town of Mosaic on my skateboard.
Hey, watch it!
Sorry! Darn kid! My bad. Woof woof! Oh, look! A pizza place! A diner? Oh, sweet! A shoe store? Another shoe store? And another shoe store? They sure are serious about shoes around here. Who's that girl on a skateboard? Oh no! We're gonna crash! Oh!
Watch where you're going.
Sorry. I was just looking around.
You must be new here. My name is Sophia. I go to Mosaic Elementary.
Yep, my name's Clancy. I'm starting there Monday, actually. What a coincidence.
Not really. It's the only elementary school in town. Well, I'll see you at school. Just try not to crash into me again. Laters!
In Miss Persimmon's class, I sat next to Peter. We liked a lot of the same stuff. Sci-fi comics, playing video games, collecting rocks, you know. Peter knows of a really cool rock. A crystal, actually. And he's gonna show me. Later.
Hi, Clancy. Did you crash into anyone on the way here?
Hey, Sophia. Not this time. During recess, Peter took me to a corner of the school library and showed me a triangular-shaped crystal sitting under a glass dome. He told me it was a prism. Peter, what's a prism?
It's a transparent object, usually glass, with refracting surfaces at an acute angle with each other that separate white light into a spectrum of colors.
English, please?
You shine a light through it, and it can make a rainbow. The librarian is coming. We'll have to come back when she's not here.
I think we're gonna be best friends, Peter. But, my family moves around a lot because of my dad's work, so...
I'm sure you're gonna stay in Mosaic a long, long time. Just a gut feeling I have. Or that might be the tacos I had for lunch.
TMI! After we left the library, a sliver of sunlight beamed through a small window, hitting the crystal. It released a prism of colorful light on the wall, creating a small, magical rainbow-colored portal. And when the sunlight faded, the portal vanished.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
The next day in Miss Persimmon's class, me and Peter waited anxiously for the period to end and recess to begin.
A crystal prism is very special. Sometimes they're formed naturally, not cut by human hand.
Do you think someone cut this prism?
Normally, yes, but I've always thought that something was different about—
Hey, you geeks! What are you whispering about so loudly?
Okay, one, I'm not a geek, I'm a nerd. And second, it's a secret.
Aw, Clancy. You wouldn't keep a secret from me, would you?
Peter, Clancy, Sophia, please be quiet when I'm speaking.
Yes, Miss Persimmon.
As soon as recess started, we darted out of class to the library. We had no idea Sophia was watching.
Library instead of the playground? Okay, those boys are geeks.
We went back to the crystal. When no one was watching, I aimed a small penlight at it. A prism appeared, just like before, but no portal. We weren't expecting to see a portal, not yet anyway.
Whoa, so cool! A rainbow indoors!
Yeah, but the light is diffused by the glass dome.
Okay, so I'll take the dome off.
I lifted the dome, then shined the penlight into the prism, and the light started shining brighter. The colors looked more colorful. It looked amazing.
What are you guys doing?
What? Oh! I dropped the glass dome and froze in place, waiting for the librarian to bust us. But she never came.
Relax, goof troop. The librarian is out to lunch. Hurry, sweep it under the shelf.
Then something magical happened. Sunlight beaming through the small window hit the crystal. It released a bright beam of colorful light that spread on the wall, creating a large rainbow-colored portal.
Whoa.
What is it?
A hole? A door?
A portal. But to where?
We gotta get out of here. And our only escape is that portal.
Okay, that sounds a little crazy.
No, that sounds a lot crazy.
Here I go! I took the first leap. Maybe I thought being the new kid I had to impress them or something, but I probably wasn't thinking at all. I was slipping and sliding on a rainbow-colored wave of light. I got on my feet and I started surfing a rainbow wave.
Hey, it's just like surfing!
But I can't surf, and I can't ride a skateboard or a bike. I'm not a great walker, to be honest. Okay, Peter, you can do this. Just follow Clancy's lead. Just jump down the rainbow slide to oblivion.
We're doing this together.
No!
Peter was riding on his belly like a penguin sliding down a glacier.
Whoa, I'm body surfing. Whoa!
Sophia surfed the rainbow like she was born doing it.
Woohoo!
We helped Peter get on his feet, and together we surfed the rainbow down to its source. A fountain of multicolored light coming from a city, which looked like it was made of blocks of different colored light. We hopped off the rainbow, right in the middle of the city.
I don't think we're in Mosaic anymore.
I don't think we're on Earth anymore.
We were in Reddington, Lumino City's red sector. We passed a park with red grass and redwood trees. We saw red buildings and red kids who threw things at each other. Red snowballs? Oh no, tomatoes! They were having a tomato fight.
Peter, duck!
Huh? Ugh.
They weren't human-type people anyway. They didn't have skin. Instead, they all seemed to be made of red light. And we were flesh and blood people. So, yeah, we stuck out like sore thumbs.
Hey, watch it!
Sorry, new in town.
Hot, delicious red light bulbs! Get your red hot light bulbs right here!
They do look delicious. One, please!
Peter, keep moving!
Then we saw a jumbo screen in the middle of the city. An important-looking red man was talking to all of us. He was the leader of the red lighters.
Red lighters, one and all, it is I, Rowan the Luminous. I have grave news. The red light is leaking. This will have dire consequences in Lumino City and the outer world.
Halt, you three! You are under arrest by order of our leader, Rowan the Luminous.
Oh yeah? You got a warrant?
Huh. We don't need a warrant to arrest spies.
We were in Lumino City for 5 minutes, and we were already in jail.
Hey, you better let us out now. My dad's a lawyer. Hello? Hello?
Forget it. No one can hear you.
I can.
A slender red man stepped out of the dark and introduced himself.
Hello, I'm Chroma the Luminous, the true leader of Lumino City.
What?
Clancy Newhouse, you are the savior that has been promised to save Lumino City in its time of need.
How can I be a hero? I'm only in the fifth grade.
You will have to rely on your feelings, trusting in them to show you the right path. But first, we have to escape from this jail.
Okay, now this is an adventure. Thank you for listening. Check out our next episode, The Great Jailbreak. Rainbow Surfers is a production of Voyage Media and Go Kid Go. The series is based on the books Rainbow Surfers, Lumino City, by Dale Brunner. Developed by Jonathan Rosenthal and Dan Benamore. Written by Stephen Derenset. Books available on Amazon. Just click the link in the show notes.
Go, kid, go!
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!